Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mor and Imi Morasi, Sheyichyu, and for Yisrael Daniel ben Shane, Yisrael Daniel ben Shane Adina, Lebracha Vatzlacha, Bechol Masa Yadar, Simchatan ben Adas Alem, Moshid ben Peshatina, Bracha Vatzlacha, Masa Yadayim, Lelinishmas Maris Esther Bats Rip Shmuel. It says in the Gemara in Mesechus Brachos in the third parak that Noshim Chayavos Bekidush Hayom Dvar Torah, that women are biblically obligated in Kiddush. So we're going to be discussing this inyan based on the wonderful chidushim of Harav Aaron Levin Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who was the of Beis Din of Kehila Kadosha Risha in Europe before the war. He was killed by the Nazis, Hashem Yinkom Damo. And let us begin. It says in the Dagul Meravav and Arachaim and Simon Reisha and Aleph, how could it be that a man comes home from shul on Friday night and is motzi his wife in his household in Kiddush Hayom on Lil Shabbos if he hasn't yet daven ma'ariv, if they haven't yet daven ma'ariv? He already daven ma'ariv, so he was yotzei his chiyuv midoraisa of Kiddush. Because midoraisa, the Kiddush we say in davening, is enough, like it says in the Magen Avraham Sifkot Na'alev, that when we daven and we're mekadei Shabbos in our davening, that's enough for us males to be yotzei. So I'm no longer chayiv after I come home from shul in Kiddush Dairaisa. So how do I come home and be motzi my wife, who is chayiv in Kiddush Dairaisa? I'm only chayiv in Kiddush Dairabonan. And even though the rule is kol brachas af bishi yotzei motzi, even though you're already yotzei, you can be motzi others, like it says in Rosh Hashanah 29a, but that's only mitam arvus, like Rashi says there in Rosh Hashanah. But women is not included in arvus, like the Rosh says in brachas over here. And Mimela, somebody who's already yotzei cannot be motzi someone else, because there's no arvus mi anashim lanashim, according to this understanding of the Rosh. And Mimela, a man who's already yotzei is chayev daraisa, cannot be motzi a woman who's still chayev is midaraisa. So bepashtus, we can say that it's true that min haTorah yotzei de kiddush min haTfilah, but that's only if you're mechavein latzeis, if you have kavana to be yotzei. But if you're not mechavein latzeis, so you're not yotzei, because we paskin mitzvah srichas kavana, like it says in Shulchan Aruch Arachaim and Simon Samach Sif Dalet. And there's no person who's mechavein latzeis yedei kiddush b'tfilah. Why? Because he's going to be mekadesh ala kos de ketakonis chazal. And memela, he's not yotzei now, and he can be motzi his wife, since he now is also mechuyev min haTorah, because he wasn't mechavein to be yotzei in davening. In the Sefer Tosefes Shabbos, the Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Katan Gimel, he's docha because of this. The Elia Rabbah wanted to say that even though a woman can't be yotzei, the Elia Rabbah wanted to say that even though a woman cannot be yotzei with the kiddush of a katan, even if he's 13, the opinion of the Magen Avraham is that he can't be motzi and isha, because they're worried that even though he's 13, he hasn't yet brought his shtei sairis. And daraisa matters, we're not so mechan the chazaka derava that he did bring shtei sairis. Nevertheless, where she already davened, she can be yotze with the kiddush of a katan, since she is, where she already davened, she's only chayavis midrabanan, because she was already yotze dechovas kiddush b'tfilah. So Memela, the Eli Rabbah wanted to say that she could be yotzei now kiddush with a katan, because she was already yotzei b'tefila. It's the great eitz, and a lot of families, the father is away on business. So usually don't find in families that the mother is away for Shabbos on business. That's not a common phenomenon. But that the father is away for Shabbos on business happens quite often. So who's going to make kiddush? So in a lot of homes, the mother makes kiddush. But some mothers don't like to make kiddush. They want a boy to make kiddush. So they have only little boys. So what is it? A 9-year-old going to make kiddush for mommy? Could that be? Is that even mutter halachically? So halachically, there's absolutely no problem with a woman making kiddush for herself, making kiddush for her family. The father's not there. It's minig Yisrael is that the father makes, but the father's not home. So then why shouldn't the mother make? But let's say she has... she doesn't want to make. She wants a boy to make for her. So she has a 9-year-old son. Should the 9-year-old son make for her? So says the Elia Rabbah, I have a simple eitza. Even though your chayev is daraisa and he's only chayev derabonan, but daven ma'ariv, and then once you daven ma'ariv, then your only chayev is derabonan, and he's also chayev derabonan. So he could be motzi you. But based on what we just said, the zarbinish doesn't work. Why not? Because since she didn't have kavana latzeis yideichov as kiddush betfila, she's not yotze with the katan. So generally, when a woman davens ma'ariv Friday night, she's not having kavana to be yotze yideichov as kiddush. She doesn't probably know about this unless she's listening to this shir. Or she heard it otherwise, but lemaisa, generally people aren't, even men who know this, are not miskavin latzeis yidei chovas kiddush betfila. So a woman doesn't have kavanah to be yotzir dorais and tefila, and remela, the katan can be motzir afterwards because she's still chayeves midai raisa. So says the Tosefes Shabbos to be doicha the el yirava. So v'yesh lahayir l'fima shekasev hamabit v'chos Rosh Hashanah, that mitzvah trichos kavana is only midarabanan, but midai raisa you yotze the mitzvah even without kavana. So this is a big rate, which is not for now. So if so, maybe hopefully we'll have another share on this. If so, that you're not yotze yedechov as kiddush betfila, alts the chisar in kavana, that's only midarabanan. But midarais, you are yotzi without kavana. So now, kumtzirik the kasha. How is a woman that didn't daven yotze b'kiddush baila, who already davened, lu yehei, that he didn't have kavana to be yotze b'tfila, he's still yotze menator, he's not yotze derabbanan. Because the rabbi said, if you didn't have kavana, you're not yotze b'seder, that's only rabbinic. But biblically, he was yotze, even without kavana. Aibazoi, so he's out, he's no longer chayv daraisa. So how's he motzi his wife? Who is chayv daraisa? Aye, we said you need kavana to be yotze, that's only derabbanan, but daraisa, you're yotze even without kavana. So, b'derech ha-pilpul k'tzas, we can say the following. There's a chiddush of the Mishnah Lemelech, b'perek dal, and milchus mal v'loi v'alocha beis, that two Isurim Derabbanan are more chomer than one Isur Torah. Wow. Trei Isurei Derabbanan chamurei ki Isur Torah ayin sham in the Mishnah Lamelech Bazoi, so too linyan sheyotzei deichov is kiddush betfila. Since she'over b'zal trei mili Derabbanan, if a person is yotzei deichov is kiddush in tefila, he's really over on two Derabbanans. One, that he's not mechavin, latzeis yidei kiddush. So he's over on one derabbanan. The rabbis tell you have to be mechavin latzeis. And number two, you're not doing it the way the rabbis told you, because the rabbis told you not to be yotzei in tefila. The rabbis told you to be yotzei in kiddush b'fnei atzmo, not to be yotzei in tefila. So it's as if you weren't yotzei daraisa, since two derabbanans is more chomer than are more chomer than daraisa. And here he's over on two derabbanans. A, he didn't have kavanah to be yotzei kiddush. B, he didn't do it as the rabbi said, because the rabbi said to do it separately ala kos. So it's like he wasn't yotzei d'oraisa, and therefore gam misha spalel can be yotzei the woman even if she didn't daven, because it's like he wasn't yotzei d'oraisa. This is a big chiddush. And if we assume this, then we can say that even if he's mechavin latzeis yideichov his kiddush betfila, he's also not yotzei min haTorah, because now also he's over on two takanos chachamim: one, that he's not mekadosh b'fnei atzmo, and two, that he's not mekadosh mokom suuda. Ah, now we got him on another one. So he's not mekadosh ketakonos chacham, because they said to do it alakos, and also he's not mekadosh en kiddush al mokom suuda, and he's davening in shul. It's not mokom suuda, because that's a din derabbanan. He's over on two derabbanan. So it's as if min haTorah is not yotzei, and mimela he can be motzi his wife. Or we could say something else. We can say that the Chachamim said to be yotzei in kiddush, and if a person has kavanah to be yotzei in tefillah, he's over at the Konas Chachamim. And we know, famous Tosfos in Sukkah, that if you do things the way, if you're mekayim mitzvah raisa against the way the Chachamim told you to be mekayim the mitzvah, so you're not even yotzei daraisa. You're not even mekayim daraisa if you didn't do it the way the Chachamim told you to do it. Namakayim daraisa. So here the rabbis told you to do the mitzvah a certain way. So like their mafkia, your kim daraisa. Nefrim agadim sicha koleles nechele gimel osches. He writes that it's true that manatari yotzei deichov is kiddush betfila. Nevertheless, since Chazal asimchu akra that you should be makadish alakos v'makom suda, if you didn't do it, you're not even yotzei manatari. You didn't do it the way the Chachamim said, as we had said. And you should know that 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 we said that the reason you're not Yotze Dechovitz Kiddush B'Tfila is because you're not Mechaving Lotzeis, and we pass in Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, so there's room to say that even according to the one who holds that Mitzvah ain't Srichas Kavana, will also agree that you're not Yotze Dechovitz Kiddush B'Tfila B'lo Kavana. And what would be the Svar? The Svar would be Alpi Divrei Adjerisha B'Simin Samach, who writes that where you're not doing a Mitzvah Tikitikuna, we're not doing a mitzvah as you're supposed to, everybody agrees that you require kavana lotzeis. That only when you're doing the mitzvah ketikuna, then you don't need kavana because stam l'shmakai. And you don't need kavana. But when you're doing a mitzvah shelo ketikuna, not the way it's properly done, you can't say stam l'shmakai, and you need special kavana. And for this reason, Kriya Shema, when you read the brachas lefanea, you don't require kavana latzis because you're doing it the way you're supposed to do it. But if you didn't read the brachas beforehand, you didn't say the brachas beforehand, since it's the derech to read it with the brachas, that's ketikuna. If you read it without the brachas, stam is lav lishma, and then you have to have kavana to be yotzei beferish. See, here also, since the Seder is to be Mekadish b'fnei atzmo, because that's the Takanas Chachamim, you can't say b'tfilah stam l'shmakoi l'nin latzis yitechov as kiddush. Adarabba, hasvar no senes, b'vadai lav l'shem kiddush koi. And therefore you need kavana b'feirush. And even according to Mandamar, it's sent shechas kavana, you're not yotze without kavana. Landamar, the way we're understanding now is that Mandamar, it's sent shechas kavana, it's because there's assumed kavana. But here where there's no assumed kavana, so then you can't be Yotze. Why is there no assumed kavana? Because you're not doing it to Ketikuna. Why are you not doing it to Ketikuna? Because you didn't do it ala kos. You're doing it in Tefillah. And if that's the case, so then the man can be Motzi's wife. Also we can say, Api Divrei Rambam Sofer Rosh Hashanah writes that even if we hold him at the Saint Shrichas Kavana, and even if you're Mechabim Feirish Shelo Latzeis, you're still Yotze. Nevertheless, if you're mechavin l'shem mitzvah acheres, then you're not yotzei l'kotshim. If you're shochet l'shem dover acher, it's possible l'shem chulin kosher, l'shem dover acher is kosher. Because mina machriv bad lav, mina lo machriv bad, famous gemara at the beginning of Zohim. So, the Rosh also says this brachos yid beis, that it's better without kavan at all than being oker kavanah with something else. If so, same thing. If the person wouldn't be mechavin at all, ein achanan v'yotzei mitzvah kiddush, because mitzvah tzrichas kavana, according to that opinion. But since he's mechavin l'tefila, which is a different mitzvah, he's having kavana for a different mitzvah, that's gar, that's worse, and then mele, he's not yotzei kiddush. So here he's mechavin l'shem tefila, not l'shem kiddush. So that's mina machriv ba, and memeila is not yotze kiddush. However, one can argue, and one can say that one did the Ran say that if you're mechavin l'mitzvah cheres, it's not effective. Filu man d'amar mitzayin tzrichas kavana, only if you're mechavin for a mitzvah d'oraisa. Zeino chinami, it's like being shochet kachin l'davar acher, that it's possible because mina machriv ba. But if you're mechavein the mitzvah derabbanan, that's like choshochet kachim l'shem chulin. That's not mina machriv ba, because the mitzvah derabbanan, the gabe mitzvah derais is kachul megabe kachim. It's just like if you shech kachim l'shem chulin. It doesn't shter, it doesn't harm it, doesn't impede it, you're yotzei. So to hear, having kavanah for mitzvah derabbanan is not going to impede your being yotzei yidechova in the mitzvah derais. That's only if they're in the same level that it is pogea. In the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, from Yitzchak Shmelkis, who is a grandfather of the of Rav Aaron Levin, in his Tshuvas, the Beis Yitzchak, so he also says Midaitei Dinafshe, like we said, that if you're mechaving to a mitzvah derabbanan when you're doing a mitzvah deraisa, that's not considered mina machriv ba, it's not the same min, and therefore yotze, it's only if you have kavana to do a different mitzvah or a shecht, a different animal, if it's the same type, it's also kachin. But if it's a different one, it's not machriv here also. If you have kavana for derabbanan, then it doesn't steer your kiyum d'oraisa. However, he then rejects this, because the Ran writes a svara that the reason Misasik is not Yotze is because you're mechavi in the mitzvahs chinuch. If you're mechavi in the mitzvahs chinuch, then you're not Yotze. Because a person doesn't intend to be Yotze Yedei Chova, if he's just practicing for chinuch purposes, then he's not Yotze. So chinuch is a mitzvah derabanan. Chinuch is a mitzvah derabanan. And nevertheless, even though you're mechavin for a mitzvah derabanan, you're not Yotze. So you see that not being mechavin for a mitzvah derabanan does impede your being Yotze Dechov and a Doraisa. So if that's true in our case, where he's mechavin letfila lekuli alma, he's not yotzei dechovas kiddush, because everybody agrees that mitzvah shechas kavana, since he's having kavana for mitzvah rabbanan, just like the Beis Yitzchak says that when you're having kavana for the mitzvah of chinuch with respect to the shofar, so that is shter, is the person that he's not going to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. So we can say also a little bit that says Rav Aaron Levin, that Ad kan lo kosev aran di mechavin la mitzvah cheres l'kol modin bin an kavona. When did the Ran say that if you're mechavin for another mitzvah, everybody agrees you need kavana, that's dafka? If you're mechavin la mitzvah which is a chova, whether it's a derais derabana, if you're mechavin mitzvah, it's not a chova, that is not mazik. And we go back to the klal of mitzvah saying tzriches kavana. And as far as we can say is that since we know that every mitzvah, like avi chova, is called a reshus, we say in Chulin Kofei Amar Aleph, if so, if you do a mitzvah that's a chova and you're mechavim for a mitzvah it's not a chova, that's like Shochet Kachin L'Shem Chulin, and that's going to be kosher. And it's a different min. And since that's the case, we should say that it's not mazik what you're mechavim L'Tfila on Ma'ariv. Why? Because Ma'ariv is only Rishus. Since Ma'ariv is only Rishus and Kiddush is a Chova, so having Kavana to do a Rishus doesn't shtere the Chova. And according to that, you shouldn't require Kavana, and you should be Yotze. And if again you are Yotze, then a man can't be motzi his wife when he comes home, because he was already out to the daraisa and she's still chayev as daraisa. However, yesh la'ayin beguf ha'dover that you're not yotzei yichdechov as kiddush b'tfila, because you're not mechavin for kiddush, because kiddush maybe doesn't require kavana, special kavana at all. You're just coming to mention Shabbos achar some Shabbos l'kachos, since sof yet kavana l'haskir yom ha'Shabbos b'tfila, so you're ready Yotzei Dechov is Kiddush Menat Torah, even if you're Mechavin B'Yichud the Shem Kiddush. You don't need to have special Kavana. And some people say that the Kavana is to be Motzi a person Midei Misasek, that he's just not doing it without any thought. But if a person is doing it with thought, for example, here he has Kavana to be Maskir Shabbos, so that means it's not a Misasek. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't have to be Yotzei Dechov is a Mitzvah. Having Kavana to be Yotzei Dechov is a Mitzvah is just that you shouldn't be doing a meaningless act. But the moment you're having Kavana in this act, which in this case the proper kavana is that you're remembering Shabbos, that would be enough. So here also maybe you would be Yotze. And Tak of the Machtis HaShekel says that you don't need special kavana for Kiddush, and if that's the case the man would be Yotze and he couldn't be Motzi's wife. So these are just some thoughts before the Raisa about the Indian of Kiddush. We all know that the minhag is that the man makes Kiddush in Shul and he comes home and he's Motzi's wife and Shalma Yisrael, but definitely it's not a clear cut correct behavior, because we see Tzadim that maybe he was already out saying Shul and he can't come home be Motzi his wife because he's only Chayev Derabanan and she's still Chayeves Medai Reis. Okay, Mirtz Hashem Ani Mekavem Ol Shenachzor V'Nishna Perek Zeh Amen V'Amen Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.